Hello. It's a girl, Heidi. I'm laughing at myself. I'm so laughing at myself right now. It's kind of sad that I've been away for so long. Throughout 2021, I don't think I recorded any segments. And for the better part of 2022, I have not been here. I guess I've not been feeling cozy as I should. Or I've not been feeling warm as I should. But then, remember, the pod is always cozy. If you're feeling cold, just jump into the pod and you're going to feel some warmth. I'm so sorry for staying away for so long. I'm back and I would try as much as possible to connect with you from time to time and have some chats with you. So how are you, by the way? I hope you're good. It's the first day of December 2020. What are your plans for Christmas? Have you done your shopping? Have you started decoration? I've not done any of this, actually. I've not done any shopping, and I don't think I'm going to be doing any. Neither have I done any decorations. I'm not thinking about it either. Anyway, we'll see how it goes. We still have 24 days to go before Christmas. I may change my mind. So, why am I here today? All right. I was driving this morning and was listening to music, and the word giant was mentioned in the music, and I started thinking giants. I had this image in my mind of a super huge human being, like a very enormous size. You know, that's how giants look, by the way, isn't it? So they are quite gigantic. They are so huge, and sometimes you think they are beast-like. They have this roaring voice that you think would shake the earth once they open their mouth. When they take a stride, you feel the step on their feet alone would kind of cause an earthquake. And you imagine that when they sneeze, that the blast from their nostrils would lift a grown man from the ground into the air. Well, they are able to carry out some of these things, and for some of these features that I just mentioned, it could just be our mind's eyes playing tricks with us. Have you ever thought of that? Yeah. Sometimes we think the giants are evil, which they may or may not be, actually. And then I kept thinking, if giants have these features, how then would super giants be? Of course, they'll have more than twice the size of a giant and may necessarily not need to lift their fingers to do anything. Like I said earlier on, for these ones, just by sneezing, the earth comes tumbling down. Hopefully, we don't get to see such a giant. But hey, are these usually true of giants and super giants? Could it be that, like I mentioned earlier, our minds are just playing tricks on us, making us believe that giants and super giants always have bad intentions because we think they are evil? Do they even have the powers that we believe they have? Or are we just ascribing to them this vital feature of being so powerful and so superhuman? Don't get me wrong, by the way. Don't get me wrong. Giants are quite powerful, but most times they only know how to fight battles in a particular direction. They only know one skill. They only know how to apply a particular skill when they are fighting. They only know how to go in a straight line. That's how most giants are. They sometimes don't have the abilities or creativity on how to apply tactics into their battles. So you see, a regular person, on the other hand, may have better ways of pulling the giant down. Of course, I know where your mind is going right now, and of course, I'm going to mention it. I know you're thinking right now that, okay, she's thinking about David and Goliath in the Bible. Yeah, Goliath was a giant. He was a giant, and David was just a regular person. But you see, he was creative. He was creative, which is why he was able to defeat Goliath. I'm thinking of this. Polyphemus. Polyphemus, yeah. You remember that one-eyed giant cyclops in the Greek mythology with Odysseus? How was Odysseus able to defeat Polyphemus? It was through creativity. Creativity rules the world. So why am I even talking about this? What message am I trying to pass? I know we all have situations that we are all going through on a daily basis. We see different kinds of problems. We see them as giants, even sometimes as super giants. We think they are going to knock us down. We think in fact sometimes they kind of suppress us, and the suppression is coming from our own minds, not because of that giant or that super giant situation. We think that with just the blast of their nostrils, they are going to lift us up from the ground into the air where we don't have stability. But most of the times, it's just our mind eyes playing trick on us. And with just some creativity, we would end up finding out that that thing we thought was a giant or a super giant is actually nothing. We only built that image with our mind's eyes. Yeah, they may have the appearances, the size, the roaring voice, or even the strength. But like I said, we have some God-given abilities and the power. We have the power to actually be more powerful than some of these mightiest super giants. So today, encouraging you to look at life in a different way and walk through life with some creative abilities, and you get to see yourself on the top or at the top. As I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself as well. And I know you'll do that, right? I know you're going to stop seeing that situation as a super giant. You would turn it into an ant and you would stamp on it. And I'll see you in my next episode. Love you. Go out there and be the super giant yourself and reduce every situation of every problem, every situation that is not befitting in your life into an ant. Love you guys. See you next time. Mwah.